And right now, we're actually going to be chatting to Vumile Msweli, who is the founder of Hesed Consulting, who is also a career coach. And we know that the world of work has been changing over the years, and some people are preferring not to have full-time employment but are finding various ways of actually making money for themselves. So we thought today let's discuss the gig economy in terms of what it is, what it's about, and how you can actually succeed in making sure that you're able to move from one gig to another, because it's not always easy and you need to be able to maneuver your way through that. And we're going to chat to Vumile, who's going to give us some tips about that. So we're just trying to get Vumile on the line. I don't know, it seems like today our guests are just either late or maybe not finding them on the line. But we're going to try and see if we can get Vumile on the line soon. And if you missed the interview that we did with Vumile last week, where we talked about how to negotiate your salary, you can actually go to Kai FM Rewind, which is FM Rewind, which is available on our website. And from there, you can listen to some tips in terms of how to negotiate your salary package. Because if you are moving from one job to another, you want to make sure that you're able to get the best salary package so that you are happy. And as you know, most people are never happy with what they're getting. And maybe you are partly to blame because you did not actually negotiate the best package that you could possibly do. So in terms of why is it important to know about the gig economy, especially a lot of young people, millennials, hardly ever stay in positions longer than 2 years, and they prefer to have flexibility in their work situations. 9 to 5 is possibly something of the past, where people had to clock in at 9 o'clock and leave at 5. We know that technology has made it possible for us to be able to work from anywhere. And we're actually going to go to our song, and we're going to chat to Vumile after the song and after the break. And we're going to be having these money-themed songs. And today I think we have Bongo Muffin. No, we don't have Bongo Muffin. So, okay, Eddie. So let's play the song.
I love.
Welcome back. And we finally have Vumile in studio. I don't know what's happening today. We had Bulelani running late. We had Vumile running late. But hey, nonetheless, they made it. Welcome, Vumile.
Thank you for having me. It's good to finally be in studio with you.
It's a pleasure. So we're talking about the gig economy, and I think I've done a bit of intro about it, that a lot of people prefer to have flexibility. 9 to 5 is a thing of the past, but the challenge is how do you keep them gigs coming? Because it's not always easy to move from one gig to another, but some people do it successfully and they're able to basically finish one job and move into another, and they always have a constant stream of income. So we thought today with our World of Work feature would look at the gig economy. Maybe you can start off by defining it for us, Vumile.
So the gig economy is basically the future of work as we know it. What's basically going to happen is organizations where you're hired from 8 o'clock till 5 o'clock, in essence, going to come to an end. Mm-hmm. Employees are going to be rather put together on a project basis to achieve a specific target or objective. Once that's done, the team disseminates. The first thing why this is happening is because from a cost structure perspective, is you don't have the overheads of staff. You don't have the responsibility of things like medical aid, etc. It's a lot cheaper to be able to execute. Mm. And second, it actually allows you to have the best expertise from across the globe working on a particular project for you.
Mm. All right. And obviously the gig economy makes it easier for us to basically have more control of our lives, to have a flexibility. But there's also the dark side. You started mentioning that, the insecurity, the lack of I suppose, provident funds, pension funds, and medical aid. Maybe just talk us through about the darker side of the gig economy, if we would call it that.
I think the challenging side of the gig economy, I wouldn't necessarily say the darker side. The challenging part of the gig economy is the fact that how do you keep revenue going? Mm. And what really, really becomes key is that your gigs ordinarily, for most people who are very, very active in the gig economy, is it starts out as a side hustle.
All right.
So it's not necessarily your primary source of income. It's one of several sources of income. So almost like a portfolio lifestyle is how that. So that's the first thing. The second challenge is if you're also in the space where you're purely relying on gigs, it then becomes you're in essence a business yourself. So you then have to take over the financial responsibility and burden for things like housing, data consumption. You have to have your own infrastructure, things like laptops, cell phones, etc. And obviously looking after your own financial obligations that your employer would, stuff like UIF, the implications from a tax perspective, all of that you then become responsible for.
All right. And then what are some of the skills that are most sought after, especially in the gig economy? I can think, I suppose not every type of job lends itself to this type of setup.
Well, at this stage, I think probably the only job that's really safe is the likes of a medical doctor, because it's not as easy to perhaps do a gig, remotely at this point, but I suppose it's possible. But the skill set that the worlds are currently looking at, the likes of critical thinking. So critical thinking is becoming very, very relevant. Creativity is becoming really, very relevant as we're moving into an economy where everyone's wanting to be specifically unique and not mass manufacturing like we had in the industrial age. You're going to have to also create communities around it. I think the likes of a Fiverr are a fantastic example of what the gig economy looks like.
Okay. What is the organization you mentioned?
Fiverr.
Tell us about Fiverr.
So Fiverr is an application that you can use when you're trying to get certain things executed. For example, if you're wanting a poster done, you're not good at posters, you can outsource that to Fiverr. You are a small company, you're wanting someone to help assist you with your strategy from a digital marketing perspective, they can put a strategy together for you. It's basically a hub of people who are experts in their field who are offering their services through to you at an affordable price across the globe.
All right. And then through your experience, which South African companies are more open to employing freelancers or just working with people in this new format of work in terms of just working from project to project or from gig to gig?
I think in the South African context, we're a little bit behind the curve as opposed to our European counterparts. I wouldn't necessarily call specific businesses, but I will say that most of the businesses that are a trend that's really, really starting to emanate is a lot of their clients, they're not taking on permanent employees. It's starting out as consultants, and that's going in and out. So there's been a massive trend specifically within telecommunications where people who are fully employed are now becoming consultants.
All right.
And that's the beginning of the gig economy. We're also seeing very, very similar trend within the banking sector as well.
So people coming in as consultants. All right. And then advice to someone who maybe wants to leave their 9-to-5 and wants to get into the gig economy?
I would say started as your side hustle. Mm. So become an expert in a particular particular field and start executing in that field. It'll allow you one exposure and an understanding as to how it works. And it also allows you to track trends, to see what's working, what's not working, where does it work. And it also allows you to play a little bit more than outside of the geography of South Africa into the rest of the globe.
But how do you market yourself? So obviously, if you're sitting here and you think, I have these skills, but where are the gigs? How do you find the gigs?
Everything. Most gig economy execution occurs online. So set up your site, start reaching out to hubs of information, knowledge hubs. The likes of Fiverr, Google Ads is a very good one to start promoting your services as a consultant or for particular gigs. You also start reaching out to some recruiters because recruiters are always looking for people in the gig space. So make sure that your LinkedIn is obviously up to date.
All right. Thank you. Maybe we should do another topic about LinkedIn. The value of LinkedIn. It is, seen as a professional social media platform in terms of how do you actually fully utilize it? I guess it's nice.
I think that's one of our shows we're going to be doing soon.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think we need to do that. So because some people don't even have LinkedIn profiles and they don't even see, and they do have it and not active. And I see other people are quite active. So Vumile, thank you so much for making it into studio this evening. So it's a pleasure getting to see you face to face. Looking forward to our conversation next week.
Thank you so much, guys. As per usual, feel free to reach out to me on Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. My name is Vumile Msweli. So my handle is Vumi Msweli on Instagram as well as on Twitter. Feel free to reach out for any more questions.